Sats Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this, the 100th episode of the Papa Big Show here on ersatsradio.co.uk.
Yeah.
I have with me Son One.
Hello.
Son Two as well.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we got all the boys in the house. Let's do a great show. We got so much to pack in today, so we better get on with it. That was the Palaces of Montezuma by Grinderman.
So, this is a very special episode. Not only is it episode 100, or our first anniversary of our return, your birthday, my birthday, the whole shebang.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Not that I can think
of. Okay, so what have we got coming up on today's show? Because we've got a lot to pack in.
Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit of bad news.
Oh, a classic. What else?
A little bit of what we're watching, reading.
Oh, yeah, that usual. Go on, what else?
Weird weather.
What's that?
We did it in episode one and then never again.
Oh, right. Okay, what else?
Wacky Wobots.
What the hell is that?
You don't remember that, but no. I do. The theme tune was just a zapping sound and then me saying, Wacky Wobots.
Okay, don't remember that at all. Go on, next.
Media That Didn't Get Made, or MTDGM, or Midget Gem.
I kind of remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we did three episodes of that.
Yeah,
We did Popeye, and we did the Wonder Woman early 2000s movie.
Okay.
Flawed Masterpieces.
Oh, that is classic.
And that speaking classics corner.
All right, yeah.
And then along with that, we'll be doing trailers and film news. So we've got a lot to pack in.
Righty. And we'll still have some music as well.
And you may have noticed that at the beginning of the show, we played the old Papa Big's jingle. Because this is also a Jingle Hall of Fame. Sing it with me.
Jingle Hall of Fame. Stop right there, that's cringe.
Okay, speaking of cringe, let's have some bad news.
Bad news.
Oh, so an oldie but a goodie, so explain what bad news is, quick.
Bad news is where we look at bad news, but not bad news as in sad news, but as in boring local news,
that's right. So first one is panic as man burns crumpets. Oh yes, it sounds quite drastic. And next from the Surrey Herald is Sun 2.
Delight as man grows banana in his garden.
Well, yeah, yes, absolutely. On sale every Thursday. Next.
Street lights left on all day.
Oh no.
What's that one? Click on that one for me. George Bernard Shaw explodes. That's quite dramatic, actually.
Yeah.
Max Galuppo looks like a painting. Well done.
This is very early Papa Biggs where we are not planned. We're just scrolling through Google Images for the search. Boring local news.
That's right. Do one more and then we're going to move on quick.
Dull.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is. That's why we stopped doing it. Devolution could start... I missed that one. Could start a rural renaissance here in East Lancashire. Fascinating.
These are all...
boring. Yeah, that's the
boring,
whole point, isn't
rubbish
it?
Rubbish local news. Just like bad news.
Go.
But we've been looking at some boring local news this week. But what have we been watching and reading?
What we're reading, what we're watching, what we're doing all of the time.
Yeah.
Another classic jingle there. One of the originals.
That's right, with the original Garage Band loops.
What did we watch this week, Santo?
We watched Coco.
We did! Yeah. The 2017 Pixar/Disney film, Animation, based on the Mexican Book of the Dead, of course. Day of the Dead?
Where'd you get Book of the Dead
That's
from
the Mummy film. That's weird. That was weird. Anyway, yes, it is a lovely film. We knew it was good. We'd heard lots of great reviews about it, but we hadn't got round to watching it. We missed it at the cinema, and then we never bought it because it was really expensive on DVD.
As all Pixar films tend to be.
Yeah, but it's been reduced in price. 2 for £12. Brilliant.
Amazing.
So we bought it, and we watched it last night, didn't we? All four of us. And it was brilliant. It was a lovely, lovely film. Brilliant story, as always, with Pixar. And the animation.
Ooh, yeah. Good animation.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Beautiful.
Me likey.
Booty, booty, beautiful. Some funny stuff in it. Some good, funny characters. some funny moments and some incredibly touching moments.
I think we all enjoyed it. What would you think?
The music was good too.
What did you think, Sun Tzu?
He's a yes. He's nodding.
Yeah, this is radio. You can't just nod your head.
Yeah, you have to make at least a noise, like
yeah, like a yeah. It was sort of it was very twisty and turny, but the twists were very good. We won't spoil them here.
And despite it being about dead people and dead family members, it wasn't gruesome or anything like that. It was very, very lovely, and it had a lovely message. So that was what we watched this week. Is that all we're doing for this one? Because we've got too much to do.
Unless someone else has got anything to talk about, then yeah.
No, then we'll just do that. We all watched it, so that's probably the best point in it. So,
yeah.
Okay, then let's move on to the next item, please, someone. What do we got? We're rattling through it. Let's have a bit of music, and then we'll go into the next one. Let's have a bit of The Clash.
That, of course, was Bank Robber by The Clash.
Yes, one of our favourites. Say Boo.
Yeah.
Boo?
Boo.
Ooh, what's that about? You'll find out later.
Sorry
<Ooh.
about> that. What have we got coming on now, someone?
Weird weather. We don't have a jingle. What do you mean, Pods? We don't have a jingle.
Don't have a jingle?
Why would we have a jingle for weird weather?
I don't know. It was a classic.
Weird weather. We've got weird weather.
There we go. We've got no jingle.
So weird weather is the part of the show where we look at weather that's weird.
Which is what? Well, yeah, I don't remember this at all.
Do you remember, we did it in the first episode,
right?
And we talked about some reindeer that got blown away.
Reindeer.
Yeah, some reindeer that got caught in the wind. We made Santa Claus jokes.
Oh, so it was weird things that happened because of the weather, rather than weird freakish weather.
I don't remember.
Oh, right, neither do I. I mean, obviously, nobody can, unless we can remember the first ever episode and we can remember what they did.
If you know anything about what weird weather was, this is how you can tell us. You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio. So we had to play the new jingle for that because the old one was outdated.
But yeah, the information is incorrect.
What do we have to say about weird weather? Can you read the title, Sun Tzu?
New normal, we're actually getting used to weird weather, study says.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
a study
did say that.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially here in the UK, we get lots of weird weather.
Well, it's always been changeable, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But now, rather than being changeable throughout a week or a month, it's changeable throughout an entire day. So you'll have snow, sunshine, hail, rain, and strong winds, absolutely everything in
one
day.
That's climate change for you, probably,
that's
maybe.
Right,
I'm not a scientist.
Quite. Yeah, no, it's true, but let's just say that.
Yeah,
It's highly likely.
Yeah, weird weather is the norm.
That's right.
So, which means if that's the norm, this show has no need to exist.
I'm just going to read one line that's just jumped out at me from this article from USA Today about weird weather being the normal. It's similar to the boiling frog metaphor, which describes a frog not jumping out of slowly warming water, even though the increasing heat eventually kills him.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's the thing, it's got something to do with climate change.
All right.
And especially in America, them doing pretty much nothing about it.
In fact,
so that was one barely memorable show, Weird Weather.
Okay,
our
what
next
else
segment that no one remembers
is
Wacky Wobots.
You've made this up.
No, I can't be bothered going back and finding the jingle, because I'd have to go back and listen to every season one episode, which is 47 hours, maybe more, because we used to have 1 hour 20 episodes, didn't we?
We did.
It's probably about 24 years worth of stuff, which we're not interested in, but I'll do a recreation. Pew! Wacky Wobots.
That's absolutely flawless. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that. It's all coming back to me
now.
I remember
about
it perfectly.
Wacky Wobots.
All right, what have we got?
This Wacky Wobot is a robot that can help bees talk to fish.
Say what? So this is from Spectrum, a website dedicated to science. It says, using robots as intermediaries between a school of zebrafish communicating with a colony of bees.
What do bees and fish have to say to each other?
Well, this is it. I mean, that's very interesting that you could possibly make two species connect through communication, but why? Why would you think bees would need to talk to the fish? Why would the fish need to talk to the bees? Do the fish like honey? Is that what it is?
Surely they should have done the birds and the bees.
Oh, they should have. They missed a trick there, didn't they, really?
Yeah, they should have. Maybe birds are harder to... maybe they're not very friendly, as fish are. Because some birds, you have them just pecking around like it's no one's business.
Well, rather bizarrely, it says that through the research, when honeybees and zebrafish were isolated from each other and were allowed to interact through robot intermediaries, researchers observed collective decision-making between the two animal groups. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
If you were...
I wonder if they just, like, copy each other's behaviour, but even if they would, I don't know, unless it was some kind of common goal about that there was food involved. It's always food involved with animals.
Suntu, if you were a fish, what would you have to say to a bee?
Want to go to a chippy?
Want to go to a chippy?
Quite possibly.
If you were a bee and you wanted... Whatever the reverse of what I just said was, what would you want
to
do?
If you're a bee who wanted to talk to a fish, what would you...
Want to go get some honey?
Tell me about the honey,
a nice
mommy.
Nice relationship.
Yeah, definitely food related. Mm. Definitely food related.
Yep.
Speaking of food.
What?
We should do a food corner with Booey Biggs.
Booey Biggs? What's that about? Find out later in the show. Well, we may not have a food corner, but what we do have is a classics corner.
Let's remember. Don't forget. Let's look back at Classics Corner.
Yes, of course. I have to say yes, of course.
Yeah, go on then.
Yes, of course. Classics Corner, the part of the show where we look at a classic in a corner and see if it still holds up today.
Right, yeah. So any kind of media, that a film, TV show, book,
anything
record.
That's old.
Yeah, anything and that is old. Yeah, and does it still hold up today? So we've chosen something that we did in the past, enjoying what we've been watching. And it is a classic from 1985. It was filmed by John Hughes, and it is called Weird Science. And we watched it, all four of us, and we had different opinions on whether this held up or not.
Should we start off with the positive review?
Oh, yeah, go on. So, too, what did you think of Weird Science?
I think he's eating a rice cake.
Oh, yeah, and there's another classic right there.
Rice cakes?
No.
Do they hold up today?
No, not the food. But some two eating during during an
those
episode
are the days.
Of Papa Biggs here on SS Radio.co.uk.
I'm loving the laid back style of this episode where we're barely prepared.
Well, we are prepared, but we're just kind of rattling through it, aren't we, really?
So, some two,
we've got lists.
What do you think of Weird Science?
I thought it was a really good film. It's better than Money Pit.
What?
Better than the Money Pit.
Outrageous.
I really like Money Pit as well, but...
How does the Burbs fit into this?
The Burbs is the best one.
The best one.
Best out of the three.
These three, these are ones that we got around Christmas time, old 80s films to watch. So my ranking is the Money Pit, then the Burbs, then Weird Science.
I think I'm Burbs. No, I'm not sure, actually. Burbs or Money Pit, whichever one. Not both.
I do like them all, though.
Yeah.
I can't really say that.
The problem with Weird Science was, for me and Mama Biggs, was it was incredibly weird and creepy and sexist and weird
really
and strange.
Really noncy.
And, yeah, and a bit paedophilic.
Yeah.
Not a word,
what
but there you go.
What do you mean, what am I trying to say? The
film 15-year-old
is about two 15-year-old
having
boys.
Having sex with 30-year-old women.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit wrong.
It is. Plus, there's racial
undertones. Yeah, there's racism in there.
I kind of remember homophobia. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Quite probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously misogynistic stuff as well.
Yeah. Here at Papa Biggs, we oppose misogyny.
That's right.
Yeah.
In our all-male lineup.
we try to get Mama Biggs on. We do try.
But she wasn't up for it, was she? She doesn't like
it. So, does this hold up?
No.
That's a no from me, son too.
What?
Does this film hold up?
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's an old film. Is it still good today?
Is it still relevant?
It's not aged well.
It's okay. Not aged well. Okay.
So even someone who likes
it, he still recognises that it's not aged well. So Weird Science from 1985 there.
Sorry, John Hughes. You've done better. This isn't your best.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Book. Yeah.
Breakfast Club. Anyway, let's have a bit of music and then we'll do some more of these crazy old things that we used to do on early Papa Big Show. La cana, blah, blah.
Bon appetit.
That was Louis Breno from with Anarchy pour le UK. Anarchy in the UK,
Louis.
Of course. It is a cover version of the Sex Pistols
Louis,
song.
Louis, where have Energy I heard that name before?
In the,
find know. Out later in the show.
Okay. Which is from the Sex Pistols film.
The Sex Pistols film?
That's right.
Have I heard that before?
I don't know.
Ooh, find out later in the show.
And right, okay, so what do we got coming up now?
I think we should keep it real. We'll do a few things that we do usually.
All right, okay, let's have our usual slot then. Go on.
3, 2, 1.
Film, 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 film trailers.
Trailers of films.
Film, 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 film trailers.
Trailers of films.
Film, 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 film trailers.
That sure was a lot of films.
Film, film, trailers.
Now it's time for film trailers.
So that was the semi-new trailers jingle. Not the one we have now, but it's older. Because if you remember, in season one...
We did a different one every week.
Every single week we did a different jingle.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
We were crazy, but we never composed any of them ourselves. They were just generic garage band...
loops.
Yeah, so for trailers is the part of the show. We look at 5 trailers, usually, and tell you whether they're good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. But because we're pushed for time, we've just done the one.
And we will you be using the thumb method of approval or disapproval or really not that bothered. And we have this week Sun 1 and Sun 2, of course, who's still with us.
Sun 2 hasn't seen this trailer.
Well, he can watch it now while we're doing it. Because are we going to put this up on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, sure. It'll be on the YouTube channel.
Okay, well, this is The Tomorrow Man, starring John Lithgow and Blythe Danner.
Yeah, and this is out in April 14th in the US.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
What else is this guy in?
John Lithgow. Well, you've probably seen him most recently in the, one ones with Mark Wahlberg and Elf in, with the parents one.
Yeah.
So he's the great. He's the granddad in that.
Yeah.
But he was also...
Daddy's Home,
that's it, thank you, yeah. He was also in the new Monkey films, Planet of the Apes, the first one, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
He was in the one with...
James Franco.
Yeah.
And he was his dad in that, who gets dementia. So they're the probably most recent ones. I know him also from Jumbi Woody, La Fawelli Kind of Monkey Boy. Okay, he's in Buckaroo Banzai as well.
Okay.
Oh, you people.
I don't like Buckaroo
Banzai. He's been in tons of films. In some really interesting iconic roles as well. He was also played a brilliant part in the film called The World According to Garp, which was starred Robin Williams, and he played his best friend, who is an ex-American footballer who changes his sexual identity. He trans into from a man to a woman, and that's quite interesting.
Wild. So, Sun 2.
Yeah.
Just seeing the visuals in this film and none of the audio, what do you think this is about?
Is it about a man?
That's right.
Just preparing for a war or something.
Oh, like a bunker in the you're absolutely right. So it is two things. It's about a man who's a bit, he's in the twilight of his years. He's probably in his 70s, as is the woman. And they kind of have a chance meeting. And it's a romance of sorts. But also, it's also about their two very different outlooks on life. She's obsessed by the past and keeps looking towards the past. And he's obsessed about the future because he thinks he's, like you say, kid
Apocalypse
two.
Bunker.
It's, yeah, he thinks there's going to be a war and there's going to be an outbreak. So he's got himself a little bunker with all stocked up with food. Or maybe it's just a Brexit. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe. This is
no,
American,
it's set in America, isn't it? Yeah. So, and then obviously we have this conflict of their different ethoses about life. And what happens is, I'm assuming, because a romance blossoms with the two of them, that each of them learn to live in the present.
Oh.
There you go. So
they meet in the middle. It's a compromise.
That's right. It is a compromise because life is, isn't it?
Yeah. He has a very cool way of opening his apocalypse bunker. He has this little chess piece and he moves it.
That's right. It's like a magnet, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, quite clever.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, it looks like a... You know what? If this was an animated film... It would be a brilliant Pixar film, wouldn't it?
It would.
Actually. Because it's got that kind of heart, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's got comedy as well.
Mmm,
good shout, son, too. Absolutely.
Or you and Mama Biggs.
That's right.
Got him.
Sorry, Mama Biggs.
Unbelievable. Mum's, yeah,
your
mum's
not
old.
I guess.
Anyway, so that is out in April. Oh, so April 14th mm-hmm. in the US. Tomorrow, so, man.
What do you think of this?
What are you doing with your thumb, son, too?
How do I put my thumb in the middle?
Okay, he's reserving judgment. What are you doing, someone?
Me too. Thumb in the middle.
Okay, I'm going to stick my thumb up. I like a bit of like Johnny Lithgow. And, yeah, it looks lovely.
Yeah, this is a good trailer for a good
so
film.
So our trailer of the week is...
I was about to make that joke.
The Tomorrow Man. Yeah. Stars John Lithgow. Well done, John.
No competition at all.
No.
So our other usual segment, well, kind of usual segment, is this.
Film news. Film news. Film news. Film news, Marvel, DC and Star Wars, Blade Runner, E.T. and Jaws, Jurassic Park with dinosaurs, My Faith Film is Ghost, What's Yours, Star Trek, Air Bud, Avatar, Pixar films including Cars, indie films from Zanzibar, the theme song's over, au revoir.
Film news, where we look at news about films.
That's true.
Very simple concept.
Yeah, right, so first of all, we've got the news that Taika Waititi, who's a big fan, obviously, we are a big fan of, at the show, here on the Batman Big Show, is in talks to be, well, he's not directing this time, he's just going to be acting in a Ryan Reynolds set film, a starring film, and he's supposed to be, it's a film called Free Guy. It's written by Matt Lieberman, who crafted the original version as a spec script. And finds Ryan Reynolds as a bank teller stuck in his routine who discovers he's a background character in a brutal open-world action-adventure video game and he's the only one capable of saving everyone around him. A bit Wreck-It Ralph sort of thing, really, but I think it's live-action. And so, obviously, this is right up Taika Waititi's street. Bit weird, bit silly. Right up the street. So I presume he'll be some kind of crazy character with a silly voice.
Yeah, and as usual. New Zealandish voice, Kiwi voice.
Well, yeah. Like your favourite Korg, son.
Yeah.
No, he's not my favourite.
Yeah,
he's
not.
He's on my second shelf now.
Oh.
Because he's of course referring to Funko Pops, which we'll get to later.
I really like them, but he's not worthy to be enough on the main shelf.
Oh. He's not worthy. See what he did? Because he's from the Thor films.
Oh, right.
Speaking of Thor films, kind of.
Right.
For Avengers Endgame, they've released 32 posters.
That's just outrageous.
Yeah, can you name them all?
No.
They're all individual characters.
All right, go on, have a go. So, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, well, Bruce Banner, Scarlett Johansson, Hawkeye.
Scarlett Johansson, you're supposed to name the characters.
Oh, yeah, all right, sorry. Black Widow, Hawkeye, Iron Patriot.
Or War Machine.
War Machine, whatever. Rocket Raccoon. Earth from Doctor Who, the Asian fella, the general somebody or other, Ant-Man, the sister, the Salt and Pepper, Happy, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Do you want to do it properly?
Yeah.
I got most of them right.
You
got
the know it.
Okay.
Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow, Ronan / Hawkeye, War Machine, Rocket, Nebula, Wong,
Okoye,
Ant-Man, Shuri, Pepper Potts, Happy Hogan, and Captain Marvel.
See, the one you referred to as the sister, and the one that Sun 2 referred to as Shuri, is in fact Valkyrie from Thor Ragnarok. Which is,
of course,
ooh,
it is
a big surprise, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah.
So that's only 16.
And she's alive.
Yeah.
Because the other 16 are all the dead ones.
Yeah, we won't name them.
Spider-Man, Black Panther,
Shuri died,
Doctor Strange, Gamora, bloke with one arm, Bucky O'Hare, that's it.
Winter Soldier.
That's him. Falcon. Scarlett Johansson. Scarlet Witch. Vision. And Star-Lord. What's he called? Drax. and Thing.
The Thing?
What's her name, Lou? Quick.
Mantis, Groot, Loki, Shuri, Wasp, Nick Fury. Okay.
There you go. They're it's all dead with. Ones.
So, it's just cool.
They're all grey, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all black and white.
Why are they grey?
They're all dead.
Rest in peace.
Oh,
we'll miss them. What I kind of liked is that you can kind of tell that they're lacking on the soup, the ones that are alive, when you have to put Pepper Potts and
Happy Hogan
on there. Unless they've got a big part in the film, which I'm hoping, because they're both very good characters.
Well, it's not that they'll probably have a big part. Nobody's got a particularly big part in any of these Avengers films, have they? Because they're ensemble pieces.
No. I think Falcon was in.
They always appear in them, don't they?
Yeah.
They are regular characters, regular occurring characters. So I think people have an affinity with them. So I did. You're welcome.
Film news number three, some bloke is playing He-Man.
Yeah, the reason, I just wanted to say about this, another adaptation, another live-action He-Man film, which they made, of course, obviously originally it was a toy line, which was made into a cartoon series to tie in with it, back in the early 80s. And then the late 80s, they made a live-action film, very poor, low-budget one, with Dolph Lundgren playing him. And it is very much of the 80s, talking about, you know, whether weird science stands up today. He-Man, I mean, it's all a bit...
Tell you
sexist,
what,
isn't
they
it?
Have
a bit silly.
They've rebooted it. They've done a She-Ra series, haven't they, for Netflix, targeted at young girls.
Well, yeah, but it's still that was the idea, but it still looks a bit silly.
You said
silly.
The name earlier, by the way.
Oh well. So that is our film news.
Whoa.
What we got now?
A bit of music, I reckon.
Jolly good. Let's have a bit of Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.
That was the Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop.
It was indeed. Right, we've got a real special thing here. This has only been done once, maybe twice before. Okay, so this is an entire Sun 2 section now. Sun 2, step up to the plate, Sun. This is your Funk Up Pop recommendations. Now, these are all specials from what?
ECCC.
What does that mean?
That's too many E's.
Emerald City Comic Con.
Yes.
So you're telling me that...
Oz. It's in Oz.
Yeah, Oz has its own Comic Con. Sure, it's a fictional place. I don't understand. Explain.
It's in Oregon or something like that.
All right.
It's just the name. It's just the name of the Comic Con.
Oh, right, rather than the actual place. I think I get it now. So what samples of new Funko Pops have you got in store for us, Cocker?
So one of the most popular ones...
Do we need to say what a Funko Pop is first?
Oh, go on then.
Well, it's a vinyl figure made by the company Funko, of course.
Got massive heads.
Yes, and big
they're collectibles, aren't they?
And
they have the rights to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically, the most popular one was Porunga. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's the 6-inch one from Dragon Ball Z. That was probably one of the most popular ones. My favourite is probably the Sour Patch Kid, and it's the green version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have them over here anymore, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Korath, of course, from Captain Marvel. He was a really cool one.
All right, and that's the guy that we recognise also from
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
We say they've got the rights to everything. They have the rights to everything. They're from The Office, aren't they?
Tupac. The girl from Incredibles 2, I can't remember her name, but she got turned
Void.
Evil. Yeah, and there was the Thor that's meant to look like his original comic book version, which is really cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool one.
Mr. Fitzpatrick, or whatever he's called. Mr. Kazabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzabuzzab
these might be from previous years, but I don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess, yeah. That's
superhero
not.
Kermit.
That's from 2017.
Just like Green Lantern.
But yeah, lots of cool Funko Pops.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Always a pleasure. Never a chore. Yeah. Oh, that's the Pillsbury Doughman. I know that one.
Yeah, I've got that's another new ad icons. They've been coming out with them. And also, there's a Colonel Sanders one as well. That's a new popular one.
I see.
And also, from the Bow, that's the shorts before Incredibles, it's a really cool one.
Right, I see.
There's ad
icons. Yeah, I've just searched for the ad icons.
Lucky Charms, fella.
Giraffe. They're always expensive, and you can see they're all exclusives to somewhere.
Freddo!
Funko shops.
That's not Freddo.
Yeah.
Honey Smacks.
They don't do Freddo ones. They don't do many English ones.
No. Oh, that's Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yeah. Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch is cool. But yeah, there's the... The poly...
Honey Pops.
I don't know what they're called. They're like Yummy Mummy Choc, like Vampire or something like that.
There's there's four Colonel of them. Sanders. That's
yeah, Booberry, that's another one. They're probably one of the rarest, like...
They are quite funky. It's Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, there's loads. But they're really expensive and rare because most of them are Funko Shop exclusives and exclusives.
It's the Fruit Loops Toucan. They're all American brands, American, it's a shame. God damn it, America.
Yeah.
Green Giant.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
Ho, ho, ho. Green Giant. You know what a classic.
All right, anyway, that
speaking
is the Funko
of classics, I'm kidding. We've done that. We've done that.
Go on, what's next?
Flawed Masterpieces.
Go.
Flawed Masterpieces. Flawed Masterpieces.
Yes, of course.
Is.
You can't tell what we're saying in that jingle.
That pub singer.
Is. What was the is
I don't know.
That?
I really don't know.
It was a terribly unfunny joke.
It's not a joke, is it? It's just
us being stupid.
Yeah. Anyway.
Flawed Masterpieces is about films that are good, but they have one fatal flaw, a hamartia, if you will, if it's in Shakespeare.
Very
times.
Nice, yeah, but not necessarily just one fatal flaw, there might be several, but there's something about it. It's their grand vision and their real ideas behind it. And this is they're usually either a fantasy or a sci-fi, and then quite broad and their ideas and... anything else? Anyway, this is Predestination from 2014, starring Ethan Hawke, and it is one of those twisty time travel type stories. But there's more to it than that. I'll just read you the synopsis here. For his final assignment, a top temporal agent must pursue the one criminal that has eluded him throughout time. The chase turns into a unique, surprising, and mind-bending exploration of love, fate, identity, and time travel taboos. As you can tell, it is a bit weird.
You can tell.
Sorry, I did a kind of strange burp sort of motion thing
as
going
you
on there.
Can tell.
Drama, mystery, sci-fi. So the problem with it is because it's so complicated, it takes about 45 minutes of setup time to try and explain what's going on, and it does it through exposition of flashback and like telling you like telling the story and doing it through flashback. So it's a bit pedestrian. To begin with, it kind of plods a bit at the start,
PC,
but once
plod.
It gets going, it's really clever in those surprises and those twists and then the final outcome. But because it's so complicated, it takes ages to set itself up so you can actually understand what it's all about. And because of that, you have to stick with it for
this
the entire
terrible.
First half. It's actually an interesting film and well worth a watch, but I wouldn't say it's a great film. I would say it's really interesting to watch.
Do you remember our rating system? Is it more flawed or is it more masterpiece?
I'd say flawed.
Oh, what about you, Sun 2?
He's never even seen it, so how would he know?
I haven't seen it.
Flaster.
He's giving it a flaster.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it a maud. Maud.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Flawed Masterpiece. It's another classic with a classic jingle that we don't do anymore.
So.
And you can probably understand why.
The final segment that we have that we haven't got around to doing yet
is
Midget Gem.
Media that didn't get made, media that didn't get made, media that didn't get made. Media that didn't get made, media that didn't get made, media that didn't get made.
Oh my god.
That's the worst thing
I've
ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it's just...
I think we probably just didn't do this, not just because of the unsuccessful nature of the actual segment itself, but we don't ever hear that ever again.
Yeah,
we did
the old cancelled Sony animation Popeye.
Right.
We did the early 2000s Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
I think that's all we did.
All right, well, not surprising, really. All right, terrible segment, terrible jingle. And it's, what a way to finish.
It's got a terrible name as well. Media That Didn't Get Made, that shortens to MTDGM.
Which you said Midget Gem.
I called it Midget Gem.
Yeah.
If anything, it's My Tad Gym. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's bad in
but we're
every
doing
way.
It anyway for episode 100, because this is episode 100 of the Papa Big Show.
That's right. And the media that didn't get made this week is the $6 billion man. Now, the $6 million man was a very successful 1970s TV series starring, I've forgotten his name. Lee Majors. I nearly forgot then. Lee Majors. And he, it was incredibly successful, and everybody loved it. And especially when you were kids growing up in that, it was toys made from it and all kinds of things. And ever since, they've been trying to make a big screen version, a film. And there's been lots of failed attempts, including a Kevin Smith script. A Mark Wahlberg helmed one.
I think that's still in some form of production.
Well, it's been put back and put back and put back, and they've got a 2020 date on it now.
Pull back and go.
Yeah. And anyway, the story is about a bionic man, a man who's half machine, half man.
What would you do with $6 billion?
But he's super strong. Well, this is the thing, you see. It was called the $6 million man because that's how much it cost. And that was a lot of money in the 1970s. Like an astronomical amount of money. But in today's inflation, they had to up it to the $6 billion man to make it sound like it was a really, really large amount of money again.
Okay.
Because he couldn't make loads and loads of these people. So he was a one-off. That's the idea, you see.
Quick Papa Big's game.
Go on.
We're going to have an estimate how much we think $6 billion is in Great British Pounds.
Oh, go on then. I think it's probably in today's current transfer rate, I think it's going to be about £5 million.
I'm going to go with £4.75 billion.
Have a guess.
Sun Tzu, what am I doing? How much?
How many pounds do you think $6 billion is? How many pounds do you think that might be?
I think that's like...
£6? £70? 40 billion quid?
£5 million.
I said that. So, it's all right. You said, oh! 4.599 million.
Ooh, so I was closest.
You were closest, swine.
Ooh, which means I get to introduce the next song.
All right, that's the winner.
Oh, wait, we don't have a next song.
No.
Oh.
So... we must have...
We've gone through all of our segments. We've had bad news, what we're watching, reading, weird weather, wacky robots, media that didn't get made, trailers, flawed masterpieces, film news, classics corner, and Sun Tzu's Funko Pop Hour.
All right, well, but don't worry.
There's only one thing left.
Well, we do that, don't worry. We will be back to normal next week. It will be our usual Papa Big Show here on Ersatz Radio. And if you want to get in touch with us, just do these things, please.
You can get in contact with us at Biggs Papa on Twitter, The Papa Big Show on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube and Pinterest, at Ersatz Radio on Twitter, Ersatz Radio on Facebook, SoundCloud and YouTube, ersatzradio.co.uk and cafepress.co.uk/ersatzradio. So that's how you get in contact with us. And there's also other ways to get in contact with us.
Tell them about the social media, did you? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I told them about all the social media. Oh, I didn't really tell them. I played a pre-recorded clip of me, someone. Yeah, but we've been lying to you for 100 episodes.
Why is that? What do you mean?
Haven't we, Sun Tzu?
That's right, Harris.
Oh.
Who's Harris?
You, someone!
That's, of course, we do have real names. I am Harris.
The suspense is killing us. Go on.
I am Louis.
Louis and Harris. Also that Louis Sun Tzu.
Which is
Harris
and
Sun One.
I've got the nickname Bowie, which is then shortened down to Boo, so that's why.
Or Boo Kid.
Or Boo Kid.
And we also said that later in the show we'd explain why he called him Boo and Lou, and this is it.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So many nicknames.
Yeah. What is your real name, Papa Biggs?
My real name is Dad.
Oh, we'll have to wait until episode 200.
Yeah, I am Papa Biggs, and this is the Papa Biggs Show. Join us every single day of the week on Monday all the way through to Sunday at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Listen to us, listen to the 100th show, this special rambling nonsense, or join us again next week where we'll be back to normal playing fabulous music on our usual slots.
Oh, wait.
What?
This is episode 14 of season 3. This means this is only episode 99.
No, it isn't.
No, seriously.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's
we'll see you next week for our 100th anniversary special.
You don't talk rubbish.
Here's to another 100. No. That's a goodbye from someone.
It's a goodbye from Louis.
Oh, that is a goodbye from Papa Biggs. We're going to leave you with the very first song we played on the very first episode.
But don't listen to me. Listen to John. This is
Public Image Limited with Rise.